Blog Talk Radio. I see people in the chat. We're getting ready to play. Can you hear the music? It's a thunder beat. Pretty great for a shaman, huh? She's putting a little jazzy tune in there, right? Love it. So happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy every day, but especially happy Wednesday. Tuned in. So hello and welcome to all of you in the chat and all of you that are listening all over the world to the other podcast page and blessings to all. Hello everyone. Hey Kat, and haven't seen you in a while. And Little Light and Louisa and who else is there? Kathy. Enlighten me, please. Already the chat is in. Kathy won. Howdy doody. And who else is in there? Alyssa, also known as Intuitive there. Alyssa Ann. I hope you guys are all ready to play today with some, have some wonderful Heyoka medicine, some wonderful trickster energy, laughter energy, because, of course, we have Maui Shaman that's going to be coming on and a great friend of mine. And those of you that have heard him before know that he is he's very aware, very enlightening, and says it like it is. And someone told him the other day, you need to be telepathic to understand him, because he's telepathic. He's, you know, so he's giving you things in between the words. And so you need to pick up what is he saying in between the words. You need to tune into that. And what does every good little host do before getting ready? I was tweeting to Sylvia. So I don't know if she's in the chat yet, but tweeting to her and to Marvin Towler, who took my course at Agape, my meditation for spiritual unfoldment. And so that's what I'm doing right before. I'm like, tweet, 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 just talking back and forth, back and forth. And then I'm like, oh, 5 minutes, 4 minutes. Let me get my decaf Americano with soy milk that I made fresh. And 3 minutes, 2 minutes, and here I am. Always great to be here, always great to connect with everyone. And also I want to say again, last week I mentioned that I had sent some a meditation CD, alignment meditation, that helps you align the personality to the higher self, the personality, ego, little self, lower self, to the expanded consciousness, connecting with the light body. And I did have a couple emails. Jennifer, if you're listening, I tried to send it to you. Intuitive GJ saying, can't join Twit, addicted enough to crackbook. Come on, Intuitive DJ, get on the Twittering. Get tweet, tweet. I've got a wonderful chapter in my book about this, and it was when I did my book, the updated, the revised, enlarged version. The first edition came out in 2003, and then since teaching meditation for spiritual unfoldment at Agape Spiritual Center, a lot of you know of it from Michael Beckwith, who was in The Secret, and Oprah and some other things. I'm not sure. Or Larry King, whatever. Okay. So anyway, get back to the point. I had to, because I'd been teaching, so much more came through me that I wanted to write about. And one chapter that I absolutely dedicate to one of my students that's in the, he came from the TV and film background, mainly TV, but then went off to do his own documentary. And if you're listening now or listening to the archive, you'll know who you are. Because I did a whole segment in class about unplugging, and I cannot tell you how many people in the class, and I know people that are listening are going to be able to relate to this, said, oh, my God, I can't, oh, my God, I'm addicted to my BlackBerry. I'm addicted to my CrackBerry. I can't believe it. I can't believe, now the iPhone, I'm addicted to the iPhone. I just can't stop texting, or my boyfriend texts me all the time, or, in this case, it was his girlfriend. My girlfriend texts me all the time, and, even when I'm trying to meditate, I just don't know what I can do, And I'm telling you, out of a class of like 30, 35 people, there were like 10 people saying this, 12 people. That's a lot. That's a high number. And, of course, as you know, a lot of people say this because I've heard it. Friends tell me this. People that I do other meditation courses with, across the country would tell me the same thing. Oh, God, I tried to meditate, but, they keep calling me, and I don't know what to do. And this is where my therapist background kicks in. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. So I put the phones. I had people take out their phones, their iPhone, BlackBerry, all their phones. I don't think there was any Sidekicks in the room. But anyway, there were some Motorolas. Anyway, we put them on the table, and I said, okay, everybody, come around. And I said, oh. Is that phone jumping in your hand? Mm-hmm. Is it jumping in your lap right now? Is it jumping on you? Is it telling you, pick me up, pick me up? And they're saying, but it's ringing, because I had some people call. This is one of the meditation processes I do in some of my workshops. And I have somebody call, and the phone rings. And I'm like, oh, people are so programmed to pick it up. They've got to pick up the phone right away. And I said, that's what the answering machine's for. That's what your voicemail is for. So I have people do a meditation to let the phones ring, let it go to voicemail, and go back to the breath. In my book, Meditation for Everyday Living, which is on Amazon, by the way, Kathy's laughing at me in the chat room. Because look, it's an inanimate object. I don't even know how I'm gonna get my ruler. How big is a phone? Okay, let me just see. Most people are at least 5 feet, right? Okay, the phone, everybody, is 4 inches by two. Okay, four by three. Okay, 4 inches by 3 inches. As far as I know, it doesn't have, yes, Intuitive DJ is putting in the chat, put the off button. Yeah, vibrate off. But even better yet, you need to be able to hear the phone and go back to the breath or go back to what you intend to do. That's living intentionally. So let me tell you, these people that literally were addicted, and I work with a lot of people in TV and film, so that, they have the walkie-talkie. They're on constant call. They're on constant button. When they hear the walkie-talkie, when they hear the phone, when they hear the ringtone to pick up for a certain person, or the, vibrate, their hearing is so attuned to vibrate. You can just see it, their body language, the shoulder starts dipping, the hand goes out to, the arm hand goes out to reach. Think about it. Think of what that's doing. So you're training yourself like a little Pavlov, doggy here, that every time you hear a beep, a buzzer, the vibrate, oops, got to go for it. So we did a whole meditation on going back to the breath, and I call it unplugging to plug in. And it is in my Meditation for Everyday Living book, because you need to be able to do that. How can you live masterfully? How can you live masterfully if you cannot not listen to that phone, or just acknowledge it and go back to the breath, go back to what you're doing? So thank you so much, Alyssa. That was great. So I went off on that tangent because it's a button of mine. It's a different kind of button. It's not a beeping or vibrating button. It's a button that says that we're not conscious enough or aware enough to go back to the breath. And enlighten me, please, is saying distractions are part of life, so you can meditate with distraction. Yeah, absolutely. One of my major meditation teachers used to make us do that. You know, a lot of distraction, whether crying or kids, you know, making noise or neighbors. And, you know, he was like, you know, don't look for the perfect place to meditate. You don't want the world cannot revolve around you. Oh, sorry, Kathy, I put everyone living. It's meditation for everyday living. Oh, God, that's funny. I put it wrong in the chat. Yeah, so that's, you know, that's, you can't have, we can't have it both ways. We can't have the expanded consciousness and have a, as far as I know, inanimate, I guess it is an inanimate object that becomes animate, right? It's actually, you know, that's a little freaky because it is, technically it's an inanimate object, but technically also it is an animated object because it does get animated. So bottom line is you bring it into your meditation, bring it into your spiritual practice that you don't have to get caught up in reaching or going for those distractions. You know, you can make an intention that I'll get back to that. I'm focused on this in the moment. Mystic Life's putting versus meditation for everyone not living. Now there's a light. And actually that's meditation for everyday living and meditation for everyone not living and everyday not living. Everyday living. Drinking my little coffee here. By the way, those of you that want to call in for questions, we're going to be doing readings later, which is always so fun. And I got to start doing that more. My spiritual hierarchy has been on me on that. The Council of Light is, I need to bring that back in. So we will definitely be doing that and doing some journeying, some cosmic cleaning or clearing, if you will, which is do spirits meditate? Aha, good question, Debbie. Some do. They're in that meditative state. And that's a really good question because really the idea of the meditation practice is not so much that how long you can meditate and all the different types of meditation you know or forms of meditation. It's getting in that meditative state, getting into that aligned state, or as Carol K. Anthony, who we had on the other day, was stating, the author of the Guide to the I Ching and the Oracle of the I Ching, that's about harmony. And I don't know if any of you heard that archive. I believe it was last Friday, but it really stuck with me a lot. Because I've been studying the I Ching forever, but I don't know why I didn't kind of get this. You know, I guess, you know, there's always ahas. There's more and more ahas. I guess that's why the Oversoul said this. The name of this program needed to be Awakenings, because there's not just one awakening, you know, and there's not just one aha. We have successions of them over and over. And for me, last Friday, when Carol K. Anthony was talking about the harmony that the I Ching helps you get in your personal harmony and harmony with the all that is, and that's your protection. It's very powerful. It just, I don't know, it just hit me. It just, and then I realized, I thought, yeah, and that's what we're doing in meditation also. I don't know why I didn't think of it that way before. I mean, we talk about balance, we talk about alignment, but really, this is a powerful thing because I've actually use this because I do get information for myself and my channeling and psychic information. However, let's be real with everybody here. If I'm going through something, I want, not only do I want confirmations, but you're not as clear when you're in something or going through something or you're emotionally invested in it or emotionally challenged, right? And that's why emotional clearing is so important when you go. Obviously, if I read for someone else, it's much easier because I'm just objective and it's just coming through. But if I'm reading for myself, it's, you know, can get a little dicey there. So using the I Ching, especially a guide to the I Ching, which I'm going to put in the chat because somebody just asked me what's a good book to start with. I would definitely start with that book. The thing that I like about her book is that you can't fool yourself. It's not done in this old, you know, ancient terminology that you can kind of say, well, that kind of means this, or I think it means that, you know, and kind of wish it the way that you want things to go. But when I think about the times that I have used the I Ching, it really has been in situations where I was guided through that oracle. So my higher self, or the helpers, the magic helpers of those arenas or areas in life, are coming through that oracle and assisting me in aligning somehow to be in harmony with the situation. Whether it's an inner posture, an inner thinking about something, or not thinking about it, leaving it alone. Because, right, our thoughts communicate, right? So, Mystic Light is saying she has the same thing. Reading for others is easier than doing it for yourself. Yeah, not alone. Yeah, of course. That's why we always go to someone else, you know, or you've got trainers or coaches for things. And obviously, you can, the clearer you are, the more you can do it. But if you are emotionally invested in something, I always suggest to people to have, that's why I ask for confirmation. So, Even if I am getting something psychically through or I receive a message, I always ask for confirmations just to make sure that I'm not swaying it a certain way. And I've learned to just wait. The confirmation will come whether I do a reading in another form using a different type of oracle or, you know, through the situation shifting or a message from someone even non-related to the situation. Anything, tarot reading, the I Ching, you know, rune cards, astro dice. I mean, there's so many, numerology, looking at the cycle that the one is in related to the situation. Or I just pull back. I just wait. I just say I need some confirmations on this. And then literally, in a sense, if we're going to go into, a meditative analogy, I go back to the breath. I breathe back. And then do what's in front of me. And then usually, well, not usually, all the time, there's the confirmation that's done. But it's usually getting into that harmony. And so much of the time, and I'm seeing this with some, you know, people that I've been working with recently, clients, that what's blocking them is not being in harmony with the situation. Harmony doesn't always mean that we get to do what we want to do. And in fact, very often I find that it's a lot of times not always, because we're not living in an absolute universe, but very often it's what the ego personality does not want to do, whether it's to call that person or not call that person, or push that issue or not push that issue, or forgive. I'm not saying to forget, but a lot of times the I Ching says, you know, we don't hold people in a mental prison, so that we show up in a new way in a situation. And we know if that person is receptive or those people are being genuine and authentic. If we're aligned, we get that psychic message. Is this person being genuine? Has the situation really shifted? Is this a life-enhancing situation? Is this a life-enhancing dialogue? And if you get that psychic message that no, or intuitive or empathetic message, no, not yet, then you don't cut them off. You just detach a bit. You go into a healthy retreat and go on your own way. So it's interesting, I find, too, this whole idea of the transparency that is coming through in the authentic living, the authenticity that we're being called more to do and to be in our gifts and to not censor means, in a sense, that we have to just show up and not pre-structure how we're showing up. That's a big part of it. We're not to pre-structure how we're showing up, because then we're in the world of form. We're not connected to the formlessness. It's about connecting into that center of that formlessness that we are, where the potential is, where we show up in the space of anything can happen in a holy instant, holy minute, meaning whole and perfect and complete. Or it may take days, it might take hours, it might take years, but it'll be that divine right timing. So really, in a sense, when we're doing our spiritual practices, whether meditation, tuning in, however you want to put it, we're aligning to the harmony of that perfect minute. But our ego personality doesn't know, when is that minute? When is that time frame? So we're all having to adjust our energy to come more from that space of awareness of that perfect timing. And part of that is seeing ourselves more as energy in motion. You're going to be seeing, I'm going to talk even more about that and some of the channelings that we're going to be doing and getting into, receiving the downloads are about that. I've been saying, think of yourself more as energy. Go beyond the dharma, the karma, the past life. Go beyond the story and go in to you as an energy being, a being of light, you know, that light being a form of energy, going even further into the vibration, that you are this vibrational frequency, this signature. So you're going to find I'm going to be bringing on people on awakenings that will be speaking to this. We have next Thursday, actually, Greg Braden will be here. Got Dr. Bruce Lipton that's also coming on, and a few others, Rupert Sheldrake, Jill Peirce, Hank Wesselman, who also speaks on this, will be coming back. So you're going to, because that's the next evolution. You know, it's interesting how, what you're also going to be seeing, look around in the TV, look around. Now Little Light is putting in the chat that she has chronic fatigue, so you ration energy. I'm going to ask you to shift that perspective if I can butt into the conversation in the chat. Is that you're really not rationing. If you think about rebalancing the energy and you're using your energy differently, you will find that you have more energy. Because rationing is connotating a scarcity, that there's a lack, and that's why we ration something. So when you get things like, because I had a thyroid issue, and coming from major tippy-toppy shape, tons of energy, was a dancer, you know, competed in 10Ks, you know, very athletic, da-da-da-da, when all that happened, I had to use my energy differently and express it differently. And since I've been doing that, I have more energy. But I always had more energy. You run on fumes, Little Light. Well, you got to look at your adrenals on that, as well as your diet. And also, but see, sometimes this is a thing, and some of you have already been actually been going through this, is that especially in the changes that are happening, our organs are shifting. And if you think about this, let's just look at thyroid as a regulator, you know, as well as adrenals are saying how you're regulating. That's changing as we're becoming more light bodies. We're moving out of those, you know, paleo, thick, you know, that word paleo, I can't think of the word now, but you know what I mean. Caveman bodies, there we go, caveman bodies, or having the same body at the turn of the century. So since we're going to be using our energy differently and using our higher mind, you're going to see different functions, and we're going to get into this later, not necessarily now, but I want to touch on this if I can, is, you know, using the pituitary more. That's where that psychic sense comes from, that area, that visioning. You're going to see changes in energy patterns. Some of people are already seeing that now where they sleep a lot. You're doing other dimensional work. So if you're not having the energy to do things on this density, this dimension, many times you're working other dimensionally. So, Kathy, see, that's when you feel your eyes crossing on you. Or if some people are having seeming like extra energy or maybe drawn to certain foods. So notice that there are these changes that are happening, and tune into what are the foods that can help you, or routine changes, you know, you can't see, we've been programmed in this kind of 9-to-5 world, in a 9-to-5 body. We eat at this time, we do this at this time. But those were all based at the time when we were farmers. Now we have artificial light. So, you know, you don't have to get up necessarily at the crack of dawn, or you can work till the crack of dawn and sleep into 12, you know, or 1 and do it again. Your biorhythms are definitely changing because we as a species are changing. So I think there has to be some balance, some give and take of what we did, you know, 50 years to 100 years ago, to where we are now, and what things do we need to keep? What are basic? What's the basis of the basic? What's that foundation? And what are the adjustments that we need to be making? So it's going to be a little bit different for everyone, and depending on what you're working on and depending on what your personal guides or healing guides or your other dimensional aspects are wanting you to bring through into this density or dimension. So a lot of people up 3 a.m. That's a time for tuning in, journaling, channeling, opening to receive. A lot of healing energy comes in 3 a.m. and 3 p.m., and that's always a time where you look at the biorhythms that they dip. It's the time people like a little bit of sugar. So, again, how can you work with that energy instead of resisting it or calling it something negative or not as life-enhancing? You'll find if you work with it more, then you will begin to feel a bit, you know, not only a bit differently, but a lot differently than you would if you're saying that something is, you know, not having enough or having to ration it, as Light put. We're being rerouted. There's a shift that's definitely happening etherically, in the physical body as well as the emotional body, but as well as the organs and the way that we manage our energy or process our energy or utilize our energy, which kind of gets us to what we're going to be talking about right now, is kind of moving beyond the structure of belief that things are so solid or so formed. And we as light workers are being called to do a cosmic cleanup. And that's actually what Paulo is talking about, this cosmic cleanup. I want to get him on the line and bring him in on this. And there's always the Maui issue, because on the island of Maui, there's a lot of interesting tech and phone issues can always be happening. So, Paulo, if you're listening, because I'm calling you and nothing's happening yet, so hopefully, maybe I'm going to try on the cell phone, and then if I don't get him on the cell phone, then I'll... Oh, there it goes now. It's finally clicking in, so we'll see what is going on. Yeah, well, the physical body... We need to integrate these changes, not just in the...
Hello?
Hello, Maui Shaman?
Yes.
Paulo Dioro? Also known, a.k.a. as Trickster Heyoka.
That's me.
Well, you're on the air live with all the wonderful light beings that are gathering on many dimensions right now, and those that are in physical form in the sacred space of empowerment, also known as the chat room. So welcome.
Wonderful.
Tammy is saying, welcome, Paulo. Sylvia says she loves your voice, so sexy. Yes, he is. Now, ladies, calm down. Calm down. Oh,
well,
God.
Thank you very much. It's great.
Yeah, great.
I hope
to have
everybody's ready for a wonderful adventure.
Yes, we are. Luisa saying hello. Also, welcome, Paolo. Welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we are ready for an adventure. We're talking about seeing ourselves more as energy, you know, energy and light, and not as dense, you know. And I think you and I had talked about it before, this dogma, you know.
Yeah, exactly. To experience ourselves beyond our form, you know, looking at our body suits in different ways. knowing that we're more than that.
Yeah. There you go, Kay, because they were putting some things about the body in the chat. So there you go. Looking at ourselves beyond our bodysuit. There we go. We're ready for the spring cleaning and clearing.
Yes. So I thought about, you know, kind of we're going to bring our galactic cleaning tools. It's the Come As You Are Galactic Cleaning Tool Galactic Party. And we're going to kind of put our energy, like to focus the intent of our energy on cleaning up our galaxies and the galaxies and universes that are surrounding us and beyond us. And so that's what I'd like to kind of have our intent on today, that we can, as beings, being that we've chosen bodysuits, to experience this planet and other planets and other planes and other dimensions, as we say.
I love it. I love it. Now, what are you tapping into, Paulo?
Well, it's wonderful opportunity each day, you know, as we wake up, and it's almost like tell a vision where you tell a vision, and you know, everybody has a little box in our, either in the computer or in their rooms, where we have a little box, which another little box runs another little box, and it's this bodysuit that we experience. It's the experience box.
That's so, what we're talking about. So we take this programming on, right? This experience, which we're going to be releasing some of that today.
Yeah, we take in through our senses the surrounding things around us, and it becomes sometimes part of our story, and therefore it comes into the file, and we carry that around, and sometimes that story is working for us, and sometimes it's good to clean it up.
Why do you think people want to sometimes people like to keep the box, though? I mean, they have a lot of boxes, a lot of files.
Yeah.
But why do you think sometimes people keep it?
Well, you know, sometimes you get attached to having that. It becomes familiar. It becomes something you know. You've created that file. You've chosen to have it with you. And you might have had that a long time. It could be an antique that's very endearing in some ways because you're familiar with the energy. And again, this antique may not be serving its purpose anymore, or it may. So it's we're very much in our bodysuits, collecting through our visions, through our senses, the touch, remembering the first touch of our little blankie.
Remembering the first vision.
You know, remembering the vision of a beautiful, beautiful sunrise. And we collect that, and those inspire us at the moments that we can pull from those files. But a lot of those files have other things that we've collected, and because we don't, it's almost like the hard drive on your computer, your little icons, and then you have the configurement where you know these are icons you haven't used in a while, honey. Mm. It's time to let them go, go into the recycle bin.
Yeah. And that's the thing, one of the things I think people, you know, it's going to be more known is that you have to move beyond the little box or the story every now and then. Kind of, and again, it's just like spring cleaning, which we're going to be doing here. We have to move things around and go back to the truth that we are these beings of energy and light, going beyond the everyday or the story. So every now and then, moving stuff around. It's just like you do in your house. You move things around. You clean in the corners that you normally, you know, don't see. I just did that all yesterday. That's fresh in my mind.
But also think of it this way. We are galactic beings. And if we don't, you know, use our tools, they're going to rust. They're going to sit there and not have energy to them and have life to them, because we tend to think of our bodysuits and we don't tend to think that we're out of that universe and we're out. Maybe it's time to scrub the surface of Mars or the moon. Maybe everybody's been kind of putting their stuff on the moon. Have you, it's kind of a crazy thought, but in sense, it's a way of challenging, you know, using muscles as if you were a jogger and you haven't used your hamstrings in a while, and they're going to talk to you. So what's talking to me right now is about this universe. Let's put intention to places that we haven't cleaned, we haven't visited, we haven't touched, we haven't focused on our intent on. And I think it's a good opportunity to do that today.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, connect in on a regular basis with your galactic roots. Your galactic
you do,
roots.
You do. Yeah. Instead of going to gym today, you're going to the galactic.
That's right.
Cleaning bar. You can bring your cappuccino. You can bring your dogs. You can bring your old sweatpants. There's no, you know, come as you are. Be comfortable. And we're going to just let our energies go out as far because, you know, there's always, we all know that we're there's someone, there's something, there's some part of us that we're always in touch with. And that part of us, it needs to be exercised. It needs to be moved around, as you say.
That's right. Move it around.
Move it around.
So what's blocking this coming, this connecting to our galactic roots?
Galactic I don't feel it's a block.
Okay,
I feel it's the lack that we don't necessarily wake up and think of that.
Okay.
We are in a suit, and in that suit, oh, we wake up and stub our toe, and the toe hurts, and then we think of something that connected, well, you know, when I hurt my foot hiking, and this keeps you at a level to be grounded, which is not, I'm not saying the judgment that one is right and one is wrong. I'm just saying that part of us we're very good at. We're good at cleaning our little apartments and cleaning and moving the plant, make sure the plant has water. And at the same time, we need to experience and get in touch with also our energies in the universe. You know, it's always exciting if you have, everything is created, everything has a place, and if it hasn't been manifested, it's still going around there somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I get very excited when I wake up and I think, well, maybe today, you know, maybe today I'll breathe in something of Einstein that's floating around me.
That's
or somebody else, you know. And I was kind of putting out energy today for the actress that had this a skiing experience.
Oh,
this
yeah.
morning, you know, and because really there's no distance. I can send her some healing energy to awaken her brain or whatever is needed. It's an intent. There is no boundary.
Yes. There is no boundary.
Because we're all touching each other right now.
That's right.
You're experiencing all of what I have that I've experienced right here on this island. I'm looking at incredible palm trees and all of this, and I'm saying, well, this is what I'm sharing. This is what's coming through me. This is my bodysuit's energy into the universe, into the airwaves, due to, you know, your vessel, your creation, Michelle. And so you create that vessel, and I just pour a little seltzer in it and stir it up a little bit occasionally, and somebody else comes out. Well, you know, I think we need some creme de cacao in there. And somebody comes in and does a little, you know, and pretty soon it's a malt.
Right, right. That's it, you know, and that's part of what I feel. We're moving from that Piscean era of faith and belief, not that that will necessarily be there, but into knowing. And as we know the truth of who we are, we live that more. When you know the truth of who you are, you do expand. You do think of these things. You do expand into your, you know, other dimensional selves, and even beyond the other dimensional selves, into the light.
I believe so. I believe when we are secure, if you are secure in a base part of yourself, then you're able to venture, you're able to reach out, you're able to explore. If that core part of you has cracks and fissures about questions, about, well, then you also have that by reaching out to mend what is inside, what is deep inside, the know thyself energy. Mm-hmm. And yes, we are breaking out of the Piscean. The Piscean was almost as if you come to a doctor, and the doctor says, well, you must do this, you must do that, you must do this. But what part of you said, well, you know, I don't know about that. I'm not really sure about that. We usually, in the past, have just believed. It's a belief system. And this belief now, we're incorporating, we're co-creating our beliefs to incorporating ourselves as a full-dimensional being in that creation. So, you know, my my gardener can come with the answers to life today, you know, that I've been pondering for a long time.
That's right.
It's just that openness, that intent that all is possible. I believe also in this, that the Piscean, you know, if you look into the readings and into this, the ancient, that they brought in almost as an equation, well, there was this part, and there was the miracle part, and all of that. But this is all now. It's all in the.
Yeah.
It's all going on now.
Yes.
In a moment, there's a miracle. In a moment, there's a perception of the solitude. In a moment, there's joy. In a moment, there's fear. And so how, as beings, are we developing this? How are we taking this in? How are we putting it out in our breath and in our lives? Mm-hmm. That's the excitement that I feel.
Mm. It really does go back to that idea of intent. When you say, how are we, it's really that intent. Now, what can people do to connect into their cosmic connection, to reconnect? And of course, we're talking about this density or this dimension of the ego personality, to connect in with their galactic center, their roots that connect into the roots of the all that is. How can one connect in more with that, Paulo?
Okay. Well, I was very gifted early in my travels, and one of them was with Joseph Campbell. I had come across his daughter and him, and he said a very interesting thing. I think he also has it in one of his tapes, so you can kind of Google it or try to find that in his Beyond the Myths, or however he phrased it. But he said, you know, long ago, if you looked at a city, and you were, say, coming upon a city, and you looked at the city, and the city, the tallest building in the city was a church.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, that's where everybody had their thoughts. That's where they had their intent. He said, then that began to change. And now the tallest building became a bank. So I'm saying it's time to embrace the church, embrace the banks, and embrace the city as a whole. And our intent, how to reach that galactic place of us, is just to focus on that. Leave the city.
Yeah.
And just have your intent. If your focus is on your job today, well, that's where you are. That's where you've put yourself. You don't need to. My friend the other day said, he looked in my car and he said, my gosh, you only have 31,000 miles on your car. And I turned to him and I said, well, that's because, he says, I have 95,000 miles on my car and I've lived here a year. I said, well, that's because you use your car to travel. I don't.
More time travel. Those of you
saying that.
Yeah, those of you that think you've been sleeping, you've been traveling. And remember,
yes,
too, everything that happens physically on this slower density, which we're going to call the physical, that's all subtle energy, first has to happen on the etheric plane. It's happening on the etheric, and it passes through the astral. That's also why, like, I love what you said earlier, Paulo, that maybe you'll get some, you know, in Einstein insight, because everything that is ever created is already floating around. I'm working on a project right now, and the guides have told me, you know, and this is going to be amazing for humanity, amazing for everyone, us that are starting it up also. But it's lagging a little bit. And I've already been told by the Oversouls, because they want this instituted, that if we don't do it, it's going to be passed on to someone else. So those that come through with these great ideas or these inventions, these innovations, it's not so much that they're these great human beings. It's just they listen. They answer the call, and they put it through. So like you were saying, Paulo, earlier, I mean, you can just open to this energy to receive this insight, right, this knowing.
That's right. That's right. Every one of us have chosen to be here. There's a Sufi saying, you're always in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. And I believe that. I really do. I believe this opportunity of having a bodysuit is an opportunity. And what you're doing with the opportunity is up to you. What do you choose to do with your opportunity today? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a myriad of intentions that we can have. There isn't just one intent for the day. You can have that intent. It's quite amazing to me, and I've noticed it in the younger generations, because I'm not. I'm in a generation where the multitasking wasn't really necessary. That part of my tools, that part of the honing of myself, wasn't multitasking in the physical dense form as these children now. They can be on their little text messages. They're also tuned into the conversation that's going on, and they're also in another place doing something else, maybe 3 or 4 days or a week later, or planning some big event. It's really quite amazing.
I'm like that. I love it. But you can read that in the chart. My Mercury can, junk Uranus. Yeah,
it's very apropos. You're just very apropos.
Hey, I've been waiting for this time. Let me tell you. I've been waiting.
Yeah.
I incarnated here. I'm like, come on. I threatened to go back. I'm like, hey, I'm going back to Arcanon. Let's get with the program,
That's right. And so, I was thinking that the other day. I thought, I have to go into my spaceship and see if everything works.
Yeah.
It's just, that's what I'm talking about today. Instead of, the car is getting you somewhere, but what is your spaceship doing lately? Is it docked? Have you painted it? Have you reupholstered it? Maybe retro. I don't. It's that joy of having that ability to create it. I mean, if you look at all or have read any of the science fiction of the past, any of it, we're in it now.
Yeah.
It's here now, and that's pretty. It's exciting. It's quite exciting.
It is.
Yes.
Now we have a call. So before we go into our vibrational work, the inner plane work, let's see if these people have a question or are they just listening. Hi, 610-617. You're on the air with Awakenings.
Hi. This is Ivana. I'm calling from Philadelphia area.
Hi, Ivana.
I would like... If you could do that, I've been meditating recently and trying to figure asking God for more intuition, what to do with this in certain time. And yesterday when I asked Archangel Michael and Oriel to give me more intuition and lead me what to do, I got really through home my body. The two chills went through. I also saw myself as standing on the top of the mountains during summer. This was like a vacation time. And I was with my husband and children. And we were standing not really on the top, but up high in the mountains. And I said, okay, we have to take out some more money from the bank. And I look around, and there's everything around that mountain is covered with water. Is that has any significance into my life? Can you tell me what that's supposed to mean?
Okay, so which part? Say it again, the part where you're surrounded by...
The part of what my... after the meditation, that I have this vision, and whether this chill that went through my body was the angels giving me signals that they heard me.
The first thing I got when you were asking the question, before you even said what you received as a visionary answer, was your emotions, your emotional body,
mm-hmm.
getting in balance with that, and that will help you read your intuition better.
That's what my body responding.
I think the waters signify that. Waters signify that you are in the emotional plane.
Mm-hmm.
that if waters are coming up and, in a sense, taking over, and you're up in the mountains, then it then look at you, as Michelle said, look at your emotions, look where you are with your emotions. You mentioned your children and your family being there up there also. That is a primary point of what you're caring for. What are you, you know, what's your intent? Your intent is for safety for your family. Is that not true?
Correct, yes.
Right. Being up in the mountains is a place where you will have ability to move anywhere. So they're putting you in a place, or your vision is a place where you have many choices.
Mm-hmm.
The choices are surrounded by water. So how will you go through the water? How do you sense, how do you feel about your emotional states? Are you carrying too much worry for your children? Are you carrying too much worry for other relatives or the beings of the planet? You're surrounded by water.
All
so look at, maybe you need to have water skis in your vision. Bring in the skis and just skip around, or as many great people walk on the water. However you choose to have the balance there, then go there, have that intent there, and that will lead you to further clarity.
But are you able to see anything in my next year, within a year, within my future? Will I move anywhere? Will I, I'm not in a position that I'm overly worried about what is going to happen, but I think everybody in America worry whether they will have job next day. We are okay right now, but every day I hear somebody being laid off. Maybe that is causing that worry in my emotional state. I have no idea. Do you see me being safe and moving anywhere? Any of this?
May I address that?
Yeah, do you want to?
Okay, all right. First of all, I feel in that question you have the answer. You have that place, the safe. That's what you need to nurture. It isn't about moving, having another job. It is about attending the intent on being safe. What does that mean to you? Because in your life, you might have gone through many mountains that others do not even know.
Yeah, I did.
You might have gone through great strife.
Mm-hmm.
And so that safety is what you should hold. You should nurture. You should let it grow. Let it become part of you. And bring it to a place, if you choose, to enjoy that you have that safety. You have...
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Yes. I'm listening.
Yeah, it seems like that happens all the time.
That might have been another alien. Let's just let him go.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying? The safety that you carry in your heart. Your heart is very big. I can feel the love you have. You have such love for things. Everything that you see, flowers and colors and those things you carry. You're an individual. You have only that. You give us that part of the movie in our world. Without you, I would not feel this intensity of your heart.
Oh, wait,
so
let everybody hear
that.
This. Paulo, this is amazing what you just said. Without her,
yes,
you would not feel
without her being here.
Yes.
I can feel the love you have. And my love is interpreted in my way, but you're allowing to share that in your way. And I can feel the safety and love you have for your family being on that mountain. You brought us to that mountain.
Yeah.
Just with being here. You see? So we're all going to be on that mountain with you. And we're all going to surround you. And we're all going to move as just a lovely part of the ocean and move with it. We're all going to be safe. We're all going to be cared for and taken care of. The emotional waves of the ocean, yes, some will lose their jobs, some will, but the safety is a different concern. It is of the heart, and the heart will keep on beating, honey. it'll just keep on beating.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, bear one. Thank you. Trust your intent. Focus.
Yeah. My intent is good, but I grew up after World War II, and I grew up, I know devastation, and I know how horrible it can be to grow up where you don't have anything. I got married later in my life. I was blessed in my late years. I was blessed with two wonderful children. And maybe my experience of my youth and my waking up at night thinking that Germans are coming, Russians are coming to get me, the fear, and growing up with very little, I think that maybe when this economic situation started, I thought, oh, what if they will have to go through what I went through?
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple things we talked earlier about, you know, certain images or certain things that we have in our box or our file cloud the way. One thing I want, a couple things that you brought up, and Paulo touched on this with your intent. By the way, intent isn't good or bad. Your intent is what you're envisioning to come through.
My intent is to protect my family.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but I know you said your intent was good, and I don't want to, I just want to open this up a little bit. Our intent doesn't have to be good. We don't want to qualify it as good or bad, but perhaps what is your, let's see, somebody's asking me to extend the show. Okay, we will see. I have a point with that. Remind me again.
Call the show.
Remind me. This is very important. What we mean by intent is what are you wanting, essentially, to live? What are you wanting to experience? What's the most life-enhancing for you? Again, what I would suggest is rather than focus on protection, because then you are going to be on that mountain and the emotions are all around you. You're not as connected to the emotional energy, but yet it's affecting you. You're not as consciously connected to the emotional energy, that rather than protection, that you seek connection, you seek awareness, you seek to follow that which is of the higher directive, what is right for you through your intuition. So as you clear the emotional body and release the fears, because what you grew up with, obviously there's fear there, and they're definitely, you know, it's normal and natural.
Mm-hmm.
But as you clear that, releasing that fear, getting it into, in fact, I have a, you know, email me later and I'll send you my Transforming Fear into Creativity. There's a CD, but I can also send just the MP3 of it.
Yeah, I just did, and I just saw, I'm going to order it through Amazon.
Oh, okay, great.
I just click and I make a note after getting.
Because we're talking about energy right now. So what happens is when we view ourselves by what has happened, we begin to create a denser form of energy. These mental image pictures become very dense. In other words, when we look at trauma, it becomes very heavy, very dense. So we really want to get that energy moving, get that energy circulating. It's not good or bad. We just don't want that denser energy so that we can use it. So what Paula was touched on, and Lana Keela in the chat had even put it, your intent. So if our intent is to live life enhanced, to live by the higher directive, to live, as Paula was saying, by our galactic roots, by our galactic center, if we're bringing all of that intent, our cosmic roots, you know, other dimensional roots, our God roots, our all that is roots. Mm-hmm. If our intent is to live from that perspective, we will be guided to be where we need to be for the most life-enhancing. The other thing that I want to say is because we're all encoded, whether it's Atlantis, Lemuria, the concentration camps, slavery, I mean, there's a lot of plays of consciousness that were tragic. What's been happening is everyone is looking, not everyone, but a lot of people, and, you know, we look through the lens yeah. of what has happened historically.
Yeah, we are
which
what
is,
we, our experience, our brain.
We're not my wonderful light being. We're not. See,
no.
that's we used to be, but this is a whole new paradigm. We are not what we've experienced. Yes, it affected us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this cosmic house cleaning is about. We're not what
it affected.
We're not defined by it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But we are trained to think based
yes.
on our experience.
Guess what we're doing?
I read a recently article that we can change our life by retraining our thoughts. Train our brain to think differently.
That's what we're doing, though, on a huge level. And beyond, and we're going to go even beyond that. We're not even training our thoughts. Forget thoughts. But by the time you get to behavior and action and thoughts, it's way late on the chain. We're moving in beyond seeing, because when you're talking about thoughts, you're talking about the mental plane. You're talking about seeing. We're moving beyond seeing into feeling and sensing. A lot of people ask me as a channel, how do I see other dimensions? And I do see other dimensional beings. I don't see them first. I feel them and sense them first, and then I see them.
Yeah.
We've had it arse backwards.
I have that during meditation, and then that's what I also said to some of my friends. I said, I feel more than I see it.
Then focus on
more.
What you see. Okay, then I would suggest you focus on your feeling and sensing, and then you'll be moving more into the galactic aspect of you, the cosmic aspect of you, the energetic, the expanded consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to add something.
Okay, and then we'll go to the next caller. I see two calls, 310-547 and 8450. We're getting to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're on with Paulo.
What is your name?
Ivana.
Ivana, I was picking up something, and I'll just throw it out there for you. What you experienced in the past, and the being that you are, is capable of transforming all that you saw, all that you kind of defined and experienced as hardship and horror and all of that. But your being is able to transpose that, transmigrate that to the life you have now. It is no longer a part of you in that sense. It is part of you that has become your ally. I feel your being does that. Your energy has that ability, like the phoenix that rises from fire.
Mm-hmm.
If we are to rise, then there must be a reason. We must have an inertia. And in your growing, you got that inertia. First of all, I think right now on the planet, we can look at war, we can look at pestilence, all of that, and see what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like in a poker game or something. So there's the hand that you can see all the cards. So we can like, well, I know that's going to be hot, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go this way. And your being, your energy, who you are, does that. Do you get away from
it? Yeah, I understand that. Through all my life, I always thought that my experience in my life gave me incredible strength to overcome a lot of different things in my life. So
yeah.
I do from my, even not such a great experience, I do take a lot of strength out of my experiences. I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am thankful for you for that.
Me too. Now you have that to share. You have that to share, Ivana.
Yes.
Because people are going to need, as the crises happen more, we're more into that, which coming from choice point, they're going to need to talk to people like you or connect with people, or just even vibrationally by what you've carried. Okay, we're going to move on now. Thank you, Ivana.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank
bye.
You.
Blessings.
Bye. Bye. Same to you. Bye. Bye.
Hi, 310-547, you're on the air.
Hi, Michelle, it's Lynn.
Hey, Lynn.
How are you?
Follow. doing great.
Hi, Paolo. My name's Lynn.
Hi, Paolo. My name's Lynn. Hi, Lynn. My name's Paolo. I'm dyslexic.
All one.
We really are all one.
Life is good. Well, and sort of taking off from where the last caller finished, I've been more in the space in the last couple of years of choosing to move to be here fully, not living my past any longer, and being in a space of being available to express more fully all that I came here to express and to be. And I am having more success in the moment, feeling like I am guided moment by moment and getting feedback where I should be in day-to-day living. But I'm interested in the up-leveling the vibration that you had alluded to, and I'm sort of tapping into maybe completely fulfilling my life purpose and jump-starting a new level of beingness in my life, I guess I would say.
Yes.
I think
so,
you are that. Yes.
Yeah. So... Yes. So I was curious if you had any specific sort of comments or feedback or
yes.
Or how do we do this?
Okay. First of all, that is your intent. You've just expressed what your intent is here, and clearly and concisely and lovingly and compassionately. And having that, Lynn, is you have it. You have it right there. So it isn't somewhere you have to go. It isn't somewhere you have to attain. You have that. You express this intent. That's with you with every breath. You may be goal oriented. You may be, you know, kind of person that I really wish I could get to the finish line. I've been there. That finish line, is something we have been sometimes conditioned to go for. We're always going for something. There's got to be a purpose. What are we doing here, kind of thing.
Right.
But I realized, you know, being me, I've been me since Egypt, since Mexico, you name it. I know my being, and my being goes, you know, I've tried to change it. I've tried to to do all that. Right now, we're experiencing all of it. I can dip into Egypt. I can, through Google, I can dip, you know. And Lynn, everything you've expressed shows the intent, shows the clarity you are, shows the beauty you are in such a vibrational level, what you were sharing. I felt, and this is what I felt, like snow was falling all around you, and it was a light, light purple. Your intent is to almost become invisible, that your energy will affect by just your being. And I want to tell you, Lynn, you're there.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And honestly, that is my sense of myself as well.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the opportunity really to be able to voice my intention with
you
and
it.
Everyone
oh.
this day. And so I'll just say yes, and thank you very much.
I'll say yes with you.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was beautiful, honey. If you are not writing, I wish you would, because I would buy your book. I just enjoyed your energy. It was just beautiful. I felt like a beautiful snow. I felt refreshed as you were there. That's the beauty of it all. And we all, as Ivana, as you, as Michelle, as I, we all have this now available to us. It's so amazing to me. I mean, I have a friend here, I'm in Maui, and my friend is calling Switzerland, and I have a person coming from Spain tomorrow, and I'm going, well, I could throw my password away. I don't need to go anywhere anymore. It's all here. And on your level of intent, I thank you. That was a wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you very much. And I hope to see you in Maui sometime then.
Oh,
good.
We'll have to do a sojourn, an awakening sojourn.
We'll have to add it to the list, Michelle.
I know exactly.
Yes.
We've got Thunder Bee. We got to go see her or bring her here.
Yes.
Maybe we'll bring, you know, Paulo and Thunder Bee here, the physical here. We're all here. We're all together. I was stretching. Oh, I just made a wonderful stretch. If my voice sounded differently. Does Paulo have a web address? I've been trying. Okay, this is a question in the chat. Paulo is old school. Really, that's not it. He's resistant. He's the reluctant teacher, the reluctant shaman, all this insight and training, and lives. He's like, you know, in the old school, you have to climb all the mountains, you know, all the steps, go up the tree to hang out to find the guy in the cave in the Himalayas. That's Paulo, okay? So at least he has an email. Paulo.
I do have an email.
Paulo at planetproperties.com.
Yes.
So, but I will get him. I have some, you know, reluctant faith that I push, you know, so we're going to get a page up or something. He's actually on BTR, Blog Talk Radio. He has a page, but he doesn't check it. So you can reach Paulo. You did signed up for a long time ago, but you don't use it. So, follow for readings. Follow at planetproperties.com. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm not so reluctant anymore.
Okay, good. Yeah, exactly. Because the time is here to connect cosmically so that he's into it. Gosh,
yeah.
Great connecting with you.
Thank you.
Okay. If you have any another question. Oh, that's the other thing. Kathy in the chat told me, those people that are online, is on the phone line. If you have a question, press 1, because then I'll know you're not just calling to listen. If you press 1, a little hand goes up on the switchboard in red. So I know, you have a question. So we'll go to the next caller. Blessings, Lynn. Talk to you soon. Or you can see on the air. You can see online, too. Okay, let's see. 818-450. You're on the air with
Hello.
Awakening.
Hello, dear one.
Hello.
Hello, this is Tina.
Oh, Tina. Hi.
How are you?
And of course, Maui Shaman Paulo. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am fantastic and wonderful. It's a beautiful day and life is good, so.
It is good.
I'm sitting out here on the sidewalk. Puppies are walking by, and I'm getting puppy kisses, and so it's a beautiful day.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Hello, Paulo. How wonderful to have you.
Oh, hello. Thank you. I'm wonderful to be had. I have to tell you, puppies and kisses,
Absolutely. If you're having a bad day, nothing, you know, you go find a dog and let him give you a kiss. It'll make your day better.
Oh,
I promise. I promise.
Right. You got it. You got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So, well, for the two of you, Michelle and I were kind of talking or chatting in the chat room. What are we calling it now, Michelle? The chat room of blessed amusement, or I don't remember. Okay, I like it.
Disneyland.
I like it. Yes, it's the chat room Disneyland. Exactly. One of the things that we were talking about briefly before you came on was that. As intuitives, that, you know, you go to read somebody else and it's right there. But you try to do something for yourself and boy, you get in your own way, basically. And so I'm looking for that confirmation that Michelle and I were talking about. My financial situation is finally starting, it looks like it's going to turn around, and my sense is that within about the next 6 months, things are just going to be about 180 degrees for me. My business is taking off. Michelle, I thought of you last night because I actually recorded a custom guided meditation for a client that turned out so well. I was so proud of it. It came out so good. But I'm kind of looking for that confirmation as to when you do see or sense those things turning around for me in the financial department in particular right now.
Okay, I'd like to ask you a question.
Ask away.
What does confirmation mean to you? What is that word? You use it a lot.
Well, the confirmation is that, once again, we were kind of, you know, there was some discussion going on before you came on the air of, you know, we get this sense and we have this, you know, we do a reading on ourselves, basically, and we use our tools and our oracles to say, okay, what is this? You know, what is going on here? What do we need to do? And so I have my own sense of what is going on. And so now I'm just looking to see, am I off? Are my own emotions getting in the way of this? Or am I correct?
I see. And that is what you mean by confirmation.
That exactly.
Opening up to a different perception. Okay, I got it.
Yes.
All right. And you're Tina.
Yes.
Tina, as you're changing, for lack of a better word, as your universe surrounds you and you are now, your perceptions, your visions have been altering. You're seeing in a larger perspective, as a lot of us are.
Yes.
And Tina, I feel Tina has always been a warrior in a sense, a person that will come to arms for whatever is in front of her, what's on your Tina's plate.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina will make sure that plate, she will cover it, you see. Now, I feel what you're asking about and what is two different worlds. I feel that the old kind of identification of how you deal in life and is related to your financial. The other way, Tina, is a more expanded way of seeing your energy. Your energy is, again, almost like Dragon, almost like Ivana, of the coming through the flames, the phoenix.
Mm-hmm,
you see?
Mm-hmm.
And you see, that energy you bring, you're a very people person. Your energy alone shifts people immensely. So it is about understanding your energy. You know, the know thyself really applies here, I would feel. Because, Tina, you have a great amount of energy. It is like you are almost a mountain of a volcano, because that energy just flows. Once you put your focus on it, boy, you're toast, in a sense. You're in Tina's world. Tina's going to take care of you, and Tina's going to see. The other things you're asking are subtle. And the Tina that would like to lay down her weapons and say, you know, I want to just appreciate who I really am and not have to get into the battle and not have to really put out that kind of energy. And that's what I'm sensing. And I'm sensing that is what you're asking for, either reaching out with Michelle and reaching out with your incredible way that, you know, creates the meditations and for a service. But your true heart, Tina, your true heart is to be in that bliss, and it is only showed by others being in that bliss. You're happy when you see others happy.
Absolutely,
when you see others
absolutely.
Places, you're happy. That fulfillment, you know that place, Tina. You
uh-huh.
know what it is to feel blissful, to feel whole. That's a gift, Tina. That's a really big gift you have. Honor it, nurture it, wrap it up in Tiffany paper, and just put it in your pocket, put it in your smile as you do. Be who you are is where you're going. You can't do anything but be Tina, honey.
It's
so
a really
powerful.
Good thing since I'm stuck with myself. I guess it's a really good thing that I love myself then, isn't it?
I'm feeling it. I feel Tina, and your energy comes in, you're like, wow, you just burst open the door. Okay, Tina's here, and I'm going, oh, well, finally. It's a party, you know?
That's it, that's
you
know, it.
I really feel that. You are powerful, honey. Just realize that, hold that, be with that. That's your success. You are successful. There's no not success with those gifts.
Mm.
There's no. I keep hearing
it's changing form, changing shape
yeah.
and form.
I think Michelle, you and I have kind of emailed and talked about the fact that you know so much of that Phoenix rising and that changing form, you know, I owe to, you know, to our friend Lynn, you know, who you had on the show a few weeks ago, Lynn Boutros. But, the metamorphosis that has occurred in me has just been astronomical. And who I have become, it sounds funny. I know that it sounds funny to hear sometimes when you hear somebody say, God, I love myself.
Oh.
But I look at myself now and I go, hot dog. I love who I have become and who I am becoming. I love what I'm doing now. I have found my passion and my purpose and my joy. And
love the form that is you. Tina, we're going to love the form that is you.
You see, it's like cleaning the universe or cleaning your apartment. That place was already there. You just found it. You just cleaned out some stuff and said, oh, whoa, I found it. I found the diamonds. I found the gold. I found the gold at the end of the rainbow, you see?
Look what I found under the socks in the drawer, yeah.
Yeah. It was in our day we were fighting change to run to the movies. But now
yes.
we're thinking, oh, my God. You know, listen, it's like I said, I could breathe in Einstein today and come up with some incredible thoughts that will entertain me for a while. You know?
We're going to go to the next caller. Thanks so much, Tina, for calling.
All right, dear one. We'll talk to you soon, honey.
Thanks for your
great
energy
Thank you, Tina. That was lovely. I might go
thank
mining
you.
After that.
Good. All right. My love and light to you both. Love you.
Love you. Bless you.
Love you. Bye.
Hi, 909626, you're on the air. Hello, 909626, you're on Awakenings with Paulo D'Oro and Michelle.
Hello?
I don't hear anything. Okay, maybe they're just listening. Well, sometimes what people do is they listen and then they walk away, so I don't know if they're on speakerphone.
All right.
But for the record, here we go one more time, 909626, hello? Hello, 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 hello. Okay, you are my witness. So maybe they're just listening
that
I did do. Because sometimes I get caught up in the conversation and I forget to click over to people.
Mm.
Yes, I have done that. I have done that before.
Oh, yes.
I swear. Even though I shouldn't. Okay, I'm going to put it back in the chat. We are talking to Paulo D'Oro, and that's Paulo at planetproperties.com. Soon to have a site, because he's becoming not reluctant anymore.
Yes, true.
Right.
The
path has a way of doing that to you, right?
It does. It just does.
This
I'd like to address what I'm feeling now, because you know when you hear different callers, there is a pattern.
Yes. Yeah.
And kind of a theme is happening today, and maybe we can address that, and maybe other listeners are wanting to hear this. Or maybe not. But anyway,
I do.
Since you're tuned in.
You're going to hear.
The subtle. Shifting to the subtle. And as you, there is a belief system in the Hindu called equivalent or deeper in a sense than the feng shui. It is called vatsu. In feng shui, you move things toward the energies. What is it? Where's your earth? Where's your fire? How it will blend with you and work with you and be more of you. Your place will be an extended part of you. But vatsu is subtle, and I'm always interested in the subtle. And the real part of vatsu is that you may be staring at that little vase that's on your table, but you know if you turn it a certain way, you realize, wow, the design really hits the sun that way. So these subtle parts of us are now slowly awakening. It's like you're hearing the background singers. You hear the voice of the main singer going on. She's carrying the melody. But who's carrying her is the subtle background. And who's carrying that? But it could be a violin in a way in the background. And these subtleties can be more immense and usually are so powerful that allow the singer to sing. They allow us to have the programs in reach, but the subtleties are always at work. And they can be even the elves and the fairies of that land, the angels, all these subtle energies that have given us their gifts so that we can clomp around in our body suits and experience. They help create this. And it's really coming to that. I've been embracing them. I have been embracing them because they're coming in. They want to play now, and we're all going to be in that kind of a connection, in a sense.
Love that. Time to get out and play.
Yes.
Time to co-create. Well, that's the thing. Again, it's the what you're speaking of too, Paulo, and that's what getting to our galactic energy, the cosmic truth, the I am that I am, is we're getting behind the energy that's behind the energy, behind the picture, you know, behind the thought form, behind the beliefs, to the energy that we are.
Right.
We got another caller, or I think, anyway. Hi, you're on the air with Awakenings.
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Me? Oh,
you.
Yes, it's Louisa from Portugal.
Okay, who is this?
Louisa.
Louisa, oh hey Louisa, hi Louisa.
Hi, how are
welcome.
You?
Wonderful.
Yes, I'm listening to you from Portugal. I'd like to know if I should write or paint for the rest of my life.
If you should write?
Or paint, or both.
White, or what was the other word? Because the phone is out a little bit.
Skype.
That's okay, write, or we can get it. If you should write, or what's the other thing?
Or paint, acrylic.
Or paint.
Paper, or, yeah. Which,
I'm hearing both.
I'm not hearing that.
She said, should she write, or should she paint?
Or both.
Oh, write or paint.
Or both. I
or
hear
both.
Both.
Well.
Or both.
Wow. Wow. And
I'm already,
I hear both, too. Why not write while you're painting?
I can't.
Other dimensionally, you can.
Stop teasing these ones.
Incorporate them both. Each. Okay, there's a
I
story.
I can multitask many things, but not those two.
I know, Louisa. But I feel, you know what, we were talking about books, and Paulo said there's themes, and it's true. When I do readings through the day, there will be a theme going on with everybody that I'm reading for. It's very interesting. But I feel a book around you also, and I feel that it has to do with words and images, the painting. I even see on your painting some words to it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Do you see it also, Paulo?
Excuse me?
Yes, and Do you see it
Paulo, do you see it also?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I was kind of joking with you, but being serious. I see incorporating that. I see that your interpretation of your images will be the expression that will be you, because you're a heavy hitter, Louisa.
Heavy
hitter, Louisa. In other words, you have a lot of power.
You have a lot of power. Yes.
I want to ask
in your strength,
because
it comes out of the strength in your
right.
in your palette, in your what colors you use, the blacks, the whites, you know, those strength in there. And subtlety can be the words, the interpretation. You could have both worlds in your expression that way. You see?
Now, I'm going to ask
you something.
You have a deeper
meaning.
Louisa, do you like painting more than writing?
Well, yes, because I sort of play with colors. It is very correct. I do not longer have enough vision to paint little things.
Okay. Just because Kurt in the chat room, he said the Sacred Space of Empowerment room, said that maybe you like painting.
I don't see to make things in little detail any longer. My eyes cannot afford that.
Right. Right. You need
because,
to let out the bigger strokes, the bigger.
Yes, and
you know,
and
just
then
get just get big.
Yeah.
Don't see anything as limitation. See it as expression.
Yes, and I do
see?
Play. I say I play with colors, and I don't know really
right.
what I express. You know, but I express in acrylic, I can't remember the name of again now, but anyway,
okay.
in other way.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
One thing I want to say, I like what Paulo said. I feel the same. You can write, it doesn't have to be a lot of words. And there's another thing, you can speak into a microphone, record, and people can transcribe. So there's many ways to put that painting and writing together, and the work with color. I feel like you're working vibrationally with the color. The color is somehow it's not just communicating your mood, but it's healing. It's healing for you as well as others when you're working with color.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'm glad
I feel it's a perfect healing.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you very much for extending the show too.
Oh, yes. Louisa's the one that asked me to extend the show.
Oh, okay.
Good idea, Louisa.
Thank you very much,
Paul.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
So.
Okay. Let's see if this other... Hi, 909-626. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm just listening.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. And that's done. That's what I kind of knew. Oh, how's everyone doing? I'm doing well. A lot of us. Yeah, that was a good point. They're lighting the painting first. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes what's emerging through us, sometimes that higher directive is something we may not be familiar with. Or even think that we really like or enjoy, and then once we get into it, we see that we've expanded.
Yes, yes. I think an old paradigm is our egos, our bodysuit. A lot of times the images would come through, and then the critique would happen. And I feel that she could, and others can, let that go. Let go of the critique of it. Let it come through. And where it will go to is its own. You've created something. Let it have its life. Just as children. Many, many stories around that I've lived through is the mothers, you know, worrying about their children. And I always say to them, you know, I take out that worry in the equation towards your child. They have enough to deal with in their life. Let them live. Let them live and bless them through all of it. Hold them. You are the mother. And that's something that I feel pertains to my heart, is Mother Earth. And, you know, she's held us. She's held us when we bumped our toes, we've fallen, we've killed, we've done all of this. She still holds us. She still holds us. There isn't any kind of judgment. She still holds us. She holds all of us. Whether we feel we're part of it, we're in our body suits totally, we're on our path, she's still holding us, you know. And that is the ability of the subtlety of the planes we live. This Earth, as we see it, you know, is really atoms. It's all cells. It's all whatever vision you do see, what length you do see of it. You know, the trees talking to you is a subtlety. And it can be just like that to alter somehow a feeling you're going through. The nature has its own, it's like a big pharmacy to me. And you go by and see these incredible, especially on this island, the island holds you, the winds hold you. And oh, and people say, yes, oh, we must be one with the wind. I don't know. I'm aware that the wind does affect, and I can play with the wind, and the wind can play with me. Necessarily, do I want to be one with it? I don't know. But it's just that it's like that arena. It's like that plane, that energy plane of holding us. And I'm, you know, whoever came up with Mother Earth, God bless them for that. God bless them for that, because I believe the whole creation of it is the mother, is the father, is the holding, is the embracing.
Mm. We are to be embraced.
We're all being embraced.
Yeah.
And we're all being embraced by your show. And Michelle, you're creating a space of being embraced.
I love embracing.
Yeah.
Why do you think I listen? Here's the deal, and my mom knew this well. I'll never forget, years and years ago, boyfriend, I was in Paris with him, and I wanted to do something else. I wanted to do a different adventure. And he had the nerve to call my mom and tell her that I was very stubborn. And my mom, the aware one that she was, says, oh, in her little prim and proper voice, oh, no one's ever been really able to tell Michelle what to do or to have her do what she really doesn't want to do anyway. I don't think it's going to happen now. So why do I connect here? Yeah, because I really want to. You know, mind you, it came from the directive of the Oversouls originally, but it's so up my alley. It's so what I love. I love hearing from everyone, seeing everyone in the chat and how they're supporting everyone. That's why they renamed it the Sacred Space of Empowerment. It's people come in. You know, I got a couple emails the other day, actually, and this happens, you know, all the time. It didn't happen in a week or two, and I got two emails from two listener participants that said, you know, your chat room is so welcoming. That was the one word that one of the women used. The other one said that she had received some great insight or information and that it was so different than other places, you know, not that it has to be or doesn't have to be, but so it really touched me, you know, and I said, well, they did rename it too. I said, they really are embracing and want everyone to do well and will answer questions for you, you know, as well as welcome or, you know, tell people, you know, to press one and that means you have a question. And, you know, it's really this collective of people coming together, you know, the soul tribe saying, you know, we want to expand, we want to express, we want to create, and you too. You know, it's the we instead of just the me. And I think you really feel that here. And I would say I'm not, you know, it's not me. It's the tone is set by the higher vibrational frequency, the expanded consciousness that's coming through everyone, you know, and the Sacred Space of Empowerment anchors it, is helping to anchor it.
It is. It gives their place to manifest.
Yeah, yeah. And I've had people actually from other stations, that either listening, a couple from iTunes, a couple from Cosmic Dimensions, that then found out about the program and then started coming and listening and said, you know, I could feel something. It was different. And I said, yeah, you know, there is something, even though it was the archives they were listening to, these couple of people had said, you know, there really is something different that we feel. You know, and that's, again, why I keep saying that's the part of it going beyond the form, beyond the physical, into the feeling and sensing, so that we are connecting more energetically with each other, that we're not connecting by what we see, the mere form which holds the resonance, but like you said, Paulo, earlier, what's behind that?
What's behind that?
Yeah, what's behind that? What's holding that up?
Yes.
What's holding all of this up?
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. 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 And there was a time when I was living in Northern California, and I was supposed to go on a radio show, actually, and my topic was, what lies behind the mask of religion? Mm. And I thought, oh, what happened now? What am I doing now? Okay. And so I was out in nature the day before the time to go to do the show, and I had a friend with me, and he's a mountain goat. He just likes to jump all over rocks, and so I thought, oh, if he can do it, I can do it. I could try. So I'm jumping over rocks, but my physical nature is of the bull. I'm a bull mountain goat, and so as I'm going, I'm really starting to speed up, and I noticed he has the ability to stop on a dime. Well, a bull has you need like a little bit of a 8x10 area, a feet to stop. So I couldn't stop, and I was coming to the abyss edge of the mountain there in Northern California, and I thought, well, you really started going now, what are you going to do, kind of thing. And I thought, well, just jump, because you can't stop. So I jumped in the air, and I the guy's mouth fell open, and I ended up in the path about 4 or 5 feet below where the path curved and came in again. And he looked at me, he said, my God, how did you do that? I said, I don't know, I just did it. And I said, I have no idea why that happened. Well, apparently, that was the tremors of the L.A. earthquake. And I got into a tremor, and it flipped my body. And it was just too much, too funny. So I don't know why I shared that, but that's why I shared that. Yeah, the subtle mother was flipping me.
You were getting flipped.
Many times, yes. I have been flipped. There's a shirt I saw yesterday that had the Hawaiian Islands on a shirt, and it said, Hawaii, a state of mind. And I thought, well, that was then, but now Hawaii and everything is here. It's all here, you know. It's just
all in your consciousness.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Yeah. So should we? Let's do some journeying, some interplane, and I invite all of you to connect. And you can chat, do what you want, but or connect in. Going to move beyond the story, so that we're going to be moving into the energetic being that we are, energetic resonance, if you will, that harmony of consciousness that comes through that love and light and wisdom, which the original form was the vibration. That's the first form. So we're going to be connecting into that space and place. So if you'd like to begin to just close the eyes, bring your awareness to the heart chakra and just be very aware that you're connected through the heart center in love, light, and wisdom. And as you breathe in, just anchor that awareness. Bring your awareness to the crown. Extend your energy upward and outward so that you're going into the upper energy centers. And we're going to draw in that amethyst light, that violet ray, drawing that in through the center of the body.
Hello? Yes. And imagine we are at our center. We are at our beginning point. The moment, the spark, the essence of energy. We are there. Imagine this energy. It's through you. It's around you. There are places, feelings, emotions. All of that is with you. You are with you. Yet, you feel more. You feel that your skin, your body is melting in this energy. You're not seeing a separation from this energy. The plants, the animals, are all feeling an extension of all of this planet. All of the places, the feelings in this planet are melding and growing and growing and constantly growing. And you begin to feel that you're expanded. You're no longer a heart in a chest, but the heart is around you. You're in a vibrational heart, a vibrational being, and a vibrational energy existing with you and of you. And feel and experience this expansion now. In your breath, going in, and as far as you can imagine, it will go, stepping through any confines, any restrictions. They do not exist. Allow them to melt. Allow your obstacles to melt. Whatever stories that are holding you are melting, and you become this energy. It is vast. Feel this energy reaching vastly out. You no longer have answers. You no longer have reasons. You no longer feel you need to exist with information. You're just part of information and part of reception. Feel all this incredible energy of all the ages, of the past, of the ancient ones that felt, that walked and flew into this energy, and feel the subtleness as if a ribbon of light is coming, and the subtlety of that color, how it's moving around you, that your form of energy has no actual form. There is no form. The energy just reaches out. It does not have to have a goal. It does not have to have a destination. It is just it. And you are that. You are that energy. Imagining, feeling, existing in that energy, that source, that power, that subtlety, that vulnerability, and reach, feeling your energy reach out from the moment of memory, from that moment of life itself, reaching out. Beyond and beyond. And there lies even the geography of energy that you will mingle with, perhaps. You will blend with, perhaps. You will become part of. Others you may just move around as water moves around a stone. The stone does not put up resistance. The stone is energy and allows the water to shape itself, allows itself to be shaped. Allow yourself this opportunity to be redefined, letting go of those old patterns and beliefs. Redefine, explore. Your energy may go in such a place that you will feel, you will remember things, you will become things, you will co-create things. We are now coming to that place. And in an ancient way, there is, in a Hindu-Tibetan part of us, there is in an African part of us, this all one part of us comes to a place where there does not have to be an answer. There is no solution. We are who we are. We have come at this time to experience that.
We have come.
Allow yourself.
We have come at this time. We have chosen to be here. Remember your choice. Remember your intention. Remember your will. Aligning the personal will to the divine will of the collective. But the all that is aligns you to the galactic center. You are that center. You are the human link. Remember your roots, the galactic roots, the cosmic connection. Remember, you are light, a being of light, and you have chosen to be here. And in this knowing, there is a perfected moment as we have come together in the full awareness that we have chosen to be here, that we are those messengers. We are the message as we live our life. The life is the message. As we're connecting into the energy beyond the story, beyond the beliefs, into that energetic matrix, we become a realization that we are the origin of that matrix. We are the energetic matrix itself. We are the web and the weaver. As we were woven, we will weave. And so the power, the empowerment comes in the recognition that we are the all that is. We are the very fabric, the field, the resonant field. We are those that have come before and those that will come again. And we are here now, remembering and bringing it back into conscious awareness on this level, this density, this dimension. And in this knowing, we reclaim the galactic roots. We are centered. From that center, we reach out in an awareness of that which is other dimensional. That is us. It is all us. And so as I release these words, I know through the law that it is true, and it is so, and it is already done from the highest intent, the most expanded awareness, the most expanded consciousness. It is happening now. And as we've gathered today, it is simply a confirmation that it is already done. That which is of the highest vibrational frequency, of the most expanded consciousness of life enhancement, is already done. It's already encoded within us. It's decoding now as we speak. And we are simply here, gathered today, to anchor this into awareness. This is the confirmation. Our awareness is the confirmation. Our connecting is the confirmation. And so it is. I feel good, like I knew I would. I feel good, like I knew I would.
Honestly, guys, that was
fabulous. Such radiant.
You know, I was looking, I'm becoming a surfer on the web more and more, and something questioned inside me about the old, I don't know how our ancients are listening, but those of who you remember the song Begin the Beguine, it's an old, I believe, Cole Porter song.
Yeah.
And it says, when you begin the beguine, imagine a world of paradise kind of song, right? And I thought, well, who is behind that? Where did he get the inspiration for that? And I found out there was a guru in the 20s or 30s or 40s that went to Hollywood and was behind a lot of, he wrote that song for his guru.
Oh.
It's really something. It really is. So yes, we are always the source. It is now becoming more evident that we are.
Yeah.
And that, we should celebrate. We should feel good.
And we chose. We are the choosers.
Yes.
Yeah. To remember that. Gosh, Paula, we're winding out. And I'm so glad you were here. I've got some great insight from you and energy, as always. White Light, I don't know. That song, is that a James Brown song? I don't know. I heard it somewhere. Feels good, like I knew I would. Doo, 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 doo.
Yeah.
I'm sure it doesn't go exactly like that.
Well, they can Google.
Google or iTunes. I was channeling, whoever that was, right? I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, this time I did prevent the sound healing. I did do the sound effects of healing. Yeah, this time it wasn't. That wasn't. That was on my computer.
Loop Guru or something.
Yeah, it wasn't as before. Yeah.
That's just the multi-talented Michelle.
Who's loving that everybody's going to be living the multi-dimensional experience consciously now. Yes, yes.
Finally, I'll use less gas. Finally.
That's right. Exactly. We'll be beaming up, literally. Yeah, apparitions will be... which we're already doing that, actually, but it'll
there
be
was a,
fast.
There was an ancient master, Tibetan master in L.A. when I grew up, he had a television show, and he was seeing people and different things, and he said, you know, in the future, we won't be needing any vehicles. We'll just imagine we're in Japan, and it will be, and believe me, it's come to pass.
We will, exactly. What's that? Beam me up, Scotty.
Yes. Thank you again, and thank you for everyone that has the patience for me.
Oh,
thank you.
Paulo, you're right. We're going to have you back on sooner than later. We'll set up another time. And those
okay.
of you that want to reach Paulo at planetproperties.com. And some people I put in the chat, I told them to email you that wanted you to join this group where they can message you.
Okay.
Message.
Okay.
Yeah. missing message.
I'll
so.
Do my very best to do, yes.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you again, sweetie.
Thank you so much, and thank you all joining us in creating this, co-creating this with us. It's always wonderful to connect in with everyone. And I just also want to let you know that who's coming next week. Next Wednesday we have Jill Peirce, who I studied with, amazing secular, this amazing overtone chanting, wonderful Celtic shamaness. Also married to Rupert Sheldrake, who I did a bit of, he's going to be on also. And then Thursday the 26th, we will have Greg Braden on. So we'll be connecting, jumping off into the divine matrix, into fractals, and just being energy and light and connecting. So I look forward to seeing you all again, because I'm psychically seeing you and feeling you. And again, I just want to wish everyone such love, light, and wisdom. And we're going to end with a little Sands of Time because we ran. All right, go out and shine your light. Keep the faith. Maybe.